Hello, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Rugged Fitness Podcast. My name is Brian Ayers. I am a owner and head strength coach at Rugged Fitness in Connecticut. And today we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting and how to work the system to achieve the goals that you want. In the last episode, we discussed setting up your expectations when starting an exercise or a nutrition program. That way, it puts you in the right mindset to make your goals achievable and to begin this next part of the process. Today, we're going to discuss a little bit about the types of goals that you can set, as well as the whole process by which you want to break it down. So the first thing I want to discuss today is the idea of outcome goals versus behavioral goals. So when you're starting out, most people will begin with goals such as, I want to lose weight, or I want to get in shape, or I want to run a 5K. Those are all outcome goals. Those are things that you want to happen or occur based on work that you intend on doing. Now, the behavioral goals are the goals that are the work along the way. Those are the steps in the process by which you're going to achieve these outcome goals. And as much as the outcome goals seem like they're the important part, the behavioral goals you set along the way are actually more important, because those are the stepping stones. Those are the things that are going to get you to where you want to be. So properly setting your behavioral goals is going to be the key to the whole process. So when you're starting this whole thing out, you want to think in terms of looking at your outcome goals and kind of just writing them down. So I have a sheet that I use that I've put together based on my experience in wellness coaching, and it's available for download at rurugged.com, and you can certainly email me if you'd like me to send that to you as well. So when you're looking at your long-term goals, the long-term goals are generally going to be outcome goals. What do you want to see in the long term? What do you want to achieve? Okay, and we talked a little already about what those can be, losing weight or getting in shape or whatever it is, but you also want to have some degree of specificity to it. So you want to make them specific. And we're going to talk about the SMART acronym as we go as well. But before we get to that, once you visualize the things that you want to accomplish and the outcomes that you want to achieve, then you write those down, and then take a minute to kind of just picture yourself. How would you feel? What would you look like? How would you be when you've achieved these goals? And, visualization is really important when it comes to this whole process, because that's going to be part of what drives our motivation. So once you've got your outcome goals written down, you visualize yourself, your life, once you've achieved these outcome goals, then take some time to write down some of the ways that your life is different, right? How do achieving these goals change your life in a positive way? And that also is going to be an important part of that visualization process down the road. So when we run into those bumps in the road and the difficult times, we can look back and say, okay, have that goal in mind, have that visualization of what you want to achieve in mind, and then, why is that important? What is changing in your life once you've reached that point? So from there, we want to start to break it down a little bit more into each individual area of your life that, you want to make change in order to achieve these goals. And so we look at it in terms of your exercise behaviors, your nutrition behaviors, and your emotional behaviors associated with the process. So if you're sitting and you're visualizing where you want to be, the you that's already achieved these goals has a certain way of being, right? There's a certain amount of exercise that you can see yourself doing. There's a certain nutritional behaviors that you can see yourself having adopted once you've reached these goals. And we want to start to visualize then, what is our gap? How far are we from these things? So taking yourself as you are right now, if a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 is you being completely successful in all of your exercise areas, then where are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? So say I'm maybe not doing any exercise. Maybe I'm working out once or twice a week. And that's okay. So maybe I would say I'm at a 5 out of 10, and I'd like to get to a 10 out of 10. That gives us an idea of where your gap is. From there, we look at the same thing in nutritional behaviors. You know, I'm not eating McDonald's every day, so I'm not at a one, but I'm also not doing a lot of the things that I need to do to be reaching these goals. So maybe I'm at a 3 or a 4 on that scale. And then when we look at emotional health, you think in terms of your ability to deal with stress and deal with challenges and obstacles that come up in your life. Obviously, there's no such thing as, no stress. That's not a 10. 10 is more, I'm in a place where I'm very comfortable dealing with stress and dealing with obstacles and things that arise. And that's what we're shooting for. So look at your life right now and say, well, where am I on that scale, right? And when things come up, do I completely fall apart or do I do a pretty good job? And then kind of determine where you are on that spectrum. And then once you do all that, you can start to see, maybe if I'm a 5 on an exercise, but I'm a 3 on nutrition, and I'm a 7 on stress and handling obstacles, then I can see where I need the most work is in nutrition, right? And the next area I need the most work is exercise. And I'm doing pretty good in the stress handling, but I can probably do a little bit better. So when I'm setting my goals initially, I want to focus on the areas where I need the most improvement, and then start to build my way up through that. Now, when you get past all of that, you want to start to look at, all right, I know where I want to end up. I've got a pretty good idea of my strengths and my weaknesses, what areas I need the most work on right now. And I can then say, all right, 3 months out from now, what are my goals going to be? And that just gives you a target to start shooting for that's not so far out in the future that it seems, unattainable. And it's also not too soon, so that way you're scrambling to try to make these changes quickly. So 3 months gives you, about 12 weeks to start to progressively work in the direction that you need to reach your goals ultimately. So at this point, now we want to start talking about how do we set our goals, and the SMART acronym is going to come up. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Right, so those are the categories by which we want to judge a goal as to whether it's good or not. Specific is what is my goal specifically? I mean, how specific can I get with a goal? So when we're talking about a behavioral goal, I would like to eat better is not a good goal because it's not telling me anything specifically. Just to narrow that down more and say I'm going to eat vegetables or fruit with every meal 4 days a week, right? So now I'm getting a little bit more specific towards my goals. Then measurable is what is my measure of success versus failure? So if I'm measuring my success on this goal is how many times in a week that I'm going to eat vegetables, say, and then so I have something to say at the end of the week, did I achieve this goal, and I have some measure of whether I did or not. Attainable means that it's something that's possible to happen in the realm of reality. So for me to say, and my goal for this week is to lose 20 pounds, is that really attainable? Is that something, am I setting myself up for failure because it's almost impossible to lose 20 pounds in a week? So then I say, okay, if something's attainable, right, so maybe losing 2 pounds in a week is more attainable. Then we move to realistic. So is that something that's realistic for me? So something may be attainable, like a goal of going to the gym 3 times this week. That's a goal that's attainable, but then I have to look within the context of my life, is that realistic? Now, if my schedule or something crazy is going on this week and I know there's no logistical, physical way that I can get to the gym 3 times, then it's not a realistic goal for me to set that for that particular week. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and then timely. So the time frame in which you set that goal should be, again, we're talking in terms of a 3-month goal to start and then working back from there and saying, what is my weekly goals? So as you reach that point of the process, you want to look at 3-month goals first, setting a target out there. About 3 months from now, I will be doing X, Y, and Z as part of my regular weekly schedule. And once I have those targets, then I move back and say, where am I now this week? next week, what things have to change in order for me to take one step closer to being where I want to be. So that's where we start to break those down into the individual steps it takes to reach our goals. Once we do that, then we want to look at what strengths do I possess? What things do I do well that are going to help me in my goal? And a lot of times, people completely miss these. So, for example, logistics is a big part of exercise and weight loss and nutrition is planning and preparing things. And a lot of people have those skills in their jobs. And then when it comes to their actual life, they don't even apply these things. So I've had some people that just, you know, have so much trouble, and they struggle with you know, setting a schedule to come to the gym and things like that. And I'll talk to them, you know, what do you do in your job? Well, I'm an administrative assistant. So you spend all day long scheduling and organizing and arranging things to make sure that in a work setting that everything flows smoothly. But then you don't take those same skills and apply them in life. So it kind of almost is a skills fatigue, I think, that some people get, where they spend all day doing it at work, so they don't want to do it when they get home. But those skills that they have can be very beneficial in reaching your goals and to working through that. So start to really think about what are the strengths you have, what are the resources that you have, and how can you best use those to get to where you need to be. After we talk about strengths, we want to look at, okay, now that we have a goal, we have a framework, we have, you know, things that we're going to be accomplishing, start to think about obstacles. Where am I going to trip up along the way? What things are going to get in my way, or maybe have gotten in my way in the past? And confront those obstacles before they become an issue, because then you can take the time to set a strategy. All right, when I encounter this obstacle, I have this strategy to try to get around it and still achieve my goals for that week. So that whole process of recognizing where you're stumbling, you know, recognizing the strengths and the resources you have to overcome those obstacles, all that is a part of this whole process that a lot of people neglect. And ultimately, most people that don't achieve the goals that they set out to, they miss it because they're missing this vital component to the whole system. So when you're setting these goals and moving forward, take the time to, it seems tedious right now, you know, and to sit down and fill out a worksheet like this kind of seems like a tedious exercise. But I think in the long run, you're going to find that it's going to be much more helpful and useful in moving forward and keeping on track, essentially drawing a map to what you want to achieve. All right. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Live rugged.